The process of maturing as an individual has a lot to do with balancing opposite forces in our lives, holding them in tension, if you will, so that we can bring them into play at the right time, in the right way. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There's a time to build things and a time to pull them down, a time to hug someone and a time to let them go, a time to laugh and a time to cry. And there's also a time to be right and a time to soften our approach in order to show love even when things aren't right, even when that other person is downright wrong. Why are we talking about this? Because in this day and age, where the truth seems up for grabs, everyone's shouting out their truth, demanding that people ascribe to their version of things without ever showing much love. Now, of course, the truth is important, and it's important for us to seek it to be right. But every morning when I go to my digital news service, which aggregates news from trusted sources around the globe, I'm struck by how loudly people are shouting and how few are listening and how almost none of them are showing love and respect. Proverbs 21, verse 21. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. There's a lot of self-righteousness going around these days and precious little love. It seems to be one or the other, mostly the former rather than the latter. But God wants us to have both righteousness and love. And when we find the equilibrium between those two often conflicting forces in our lives, He promises us a dividend: life, prosperity, and honor. Righteousness and love. That's God's plan. That's His word, fresh for you today. Now, before we go, I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Grace Transformation. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that's christianityworks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His word.